Let's play a little audio here. I guess this was Saturday because that's when they work on Fox. But Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez, who do the Fox broadcast, the Major League Baseball Fox broadcast.
Well, they picked it up, by the way, on Sunday, too. We could get into that.
They picked what
the game,
up, huh?
That Fox game ended up getting picked up on Sunday. Did you see all that?
No, I didn't
see
that.
With the racetrack?
No.
Now, just because I brought it up, but...
Yeah, I got it.
So they had the game at the racetrack, right? That was the big thing. That's why there was a Fox game this weekend.
Yes.
There were tweets coming in calling it the Fire Fest of Major League Baseball. You know what Fire Fest was, obviously, which was that festival that ended up being an epic fail with Billy McFarland, who ends up going to prison for it because it was deemed fraud.
Correct.
Fans showed up to this racetrack. I forget the name of the racetrack, but it's a game between the Braves and the Cincinnati Reds. And fans show up to the racetrack. They ran out of buns, hot dog buns, in the first inning. So the only food options were hot dogs without buns and nachos.
And this was on Sunday?
This is on Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
Saturday evening.
Okay, Saturday
And nachos evening. With no cheese.
Okay.
So those are the only two food options, at least from the first inning on.
Okay.
There's a rain delay, so no one can play in this game, right? So there's just... So no one's playing, and they didn't have a good enough plan for where the people would go in the rain in the event of a rain delay.
Okay.
So people are getting drenched in the rain, and then they try and play the game through the puddles anyway on Saturday night, and eventually they call it after one inning and push it to Sunday.
Yeah.
So people, and there were seats that were totally obstructed view because the seats were really far from the stadium.
Yeah,
it's a racetrack around the stadium.
Yeah.
So the entire thing, start to finish, was a disaster. So they had a ton of time to kill on Saturday, which is how they got into the conversation about the Yankees.
Yeah.
That's why Derek Jeter and A-Rod are bashing the Yankees, which we'll play in a second, but because of the issues that were happening during the game. And then Major League Baseball is like, all right, we'll just pick it up on Sunday. And they're still like tweeting about it like it's this great success. It was awful. It was terrible. The fans hated it. And if you watch the highlights from Sunday, no one was there.
Yeah.
Because how many people bought a ticket to Saturday evening and then said, you know what, I can't make it Sunday.
Like, yeah, of course.
You're going, it's a special trip.
Yeah.
It's not in Cincinnati or in Atlanta. So they were making a special trip to go on Saturday. I don't know how many fans ended up being at this game, but it was a disaster. I don't even know if they fixed the food for Sunday, but
I would hope so.
It sounded like a total disaster.
Yeah, I mean, they've had a lot of successes with some of their stuff.
The Field of Dreams.
The Field of Dreams game is incredible. I think a lot of people like the Little League game that they played at Williamsport and all those things. But yeah, this one at the racetrack, apparently. I didn't hear that about the food. I knew it was rained out and picked up on Sunday. It was just the way you said it was throwing me off. But yeah, I knew that they played the rest of the game on Sunday. I didn't hear that thing about they only had pretty much,
the pictures.
They had Tostitos and bunless hot dogs.
Correct. It was actual just Tostitos. It was like those round chips.
Yeah.
I don't know the name of the brand, corn chips.
Yeah, those round corn chips for nachos. Yeah, that's funny. But because of all that, we did get to hear from Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter, who had their comments. Now, at the All-Star game, Derek Jeter picked the New York Yankees to win the World Series. But obviously, as of the play as of late, he's had some thoughts. So this is Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter talking about the current New York Yankees.
Eventually, you have to say, enough with this. There's one of the best teams in the league. I don't think they are, because we're now in almost August, right? And the numbers say that they're not the best team or one of those best teams. And like Derek said,
they got the talent.
The talent they do have. But to Derek's point, you can't outrun mistakes day in and day out, both physically and mentally. And where's the accountability? If any one of us made a mistake, we would be sitting in our butt right on the bench. I mean, I see mistake, and there's no consequences.
The thing that's concerning, it's not just the pit. Look, the bullpen struggled yesterday. They're going to struggle. New team, new surroundings. It takes a while to adjust. They make way too many mistakes. Way too many mistakes. And you can't get away making that number of mistakes against great teams. It just doesn't happen. You know, and they had base running mistake today. We saw the guy getting thrown out at home plate. You can't continue to do it. You have to clean it up. I mean, it's that simple. There's no excuses. You have to play better. If you don't play better, you're not going to go very far.
Yeah. So that's two of the Yankee former greats, obviously the captain, and Alex Rodriguez talking about it. And who doesn't agree with cleaning up the mistakes? I totally agree. We didn't even talk about the terrible decision from Rojas to send Grisham on the base hit from Stanton. There is no doubt. The coaching The coaching is lacking. I mean, and again, we get mad when he yells at a coach, too. He doesn't yell at a coach, we're mad. When he yells at a coach, we're mad. I get it. But that was a terrible play, and then Jazz is a terrible play. You got to clean it up. Derek Jeter is obviously 100% right. And now, where's the accountability and all this? I do have one question for Alex Rodriguez. I do have one question for Alex Rodriguez, though, because he said in that cut that if anybody sitting in those chairs were to make a mistake, they'd be putting their ass on the bench. Well, I guess I just have one question.
Popped up, third base side, A-Rod and Jeter, and who's going to get it? They drop it. Oh, man. This is an amnesia game for they want to forget they played this one. Obviously, neither one heard the other. Jeter shading his eyes. Ooh.
Ooh, the great Jim Cott. I remember Joe Torre running out there and taking both of them off the field. I remember he went right out there and he said, get the hell off the field. I think it was Joe Torre. It could have been Joe Girardi. I think it was that long ago. I remember Joe Torre, right? He ran out there and he said, that's it, you two. On the bench. Accountability. Oh, wait, no, he didn't do that. Maybe Alex Rodriguez was wrong when he said his ass would have been on the bench. I don't know. But here's the point. All jokes aside, they're 100% right. I don't think accountability is the biggest issue, as many do. We could just differ on it. But they got to clean up the mistakes, plain and simple. And I also agree with Poppy. They have the talent. They have the talent. They've got to clean up the mistakes. They've got to play better defense. They've got to clean up the mistakes. I think we all understand. To me, you know, ripping Jazz off the field doesn't make him not make that mistake again. That's just, I don't see it. But where's the accountability? I don't know. But where's the winning baseball? Hopefully over the next 50 games. Now, I get it. Both of them are absolutely 100% right. Like, you can't make mistakes against good teams. We've seen it. Everyone sees it. You can't do it. You're going to give these teams extra outs, they're going to beat you. You give the Yankees extra outs, they should beat you. Like, that's it. But I do agree with Poppy, they have the talent. I do think this is one of the better teams in the American League. They're not playing like it. And that's why I'm more on Aaron Boone. I'm less about accountability and more about underachieving. This team is better than this. This team is better than this, and they haven't played like it. Because I look at this lineup, this isn't the 20. They're on par with like the 23 team. That 23 team sucked. Had Willie Calhoun and Jake Bowers and Billy McKinney, like in the middle of the lineup, Franchy Cordero. Like, this is not that team. This team should be far better than this. Far better than this. And their response to that Friday night game with how they played on Saturday and Sunday, it's just unacceptable. That's not responding off of bad losses, not showing fight, underachieving. That's when I start to look at a manager. More so than Anthony Volpe throwing balls in the dirt.